up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello once again and welcome to New Horizons. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Thanks for joining me. For some years now, Blind Citizens Australia has had what it calls its National Policy and Development Council. That council's been responsible for setting public policy and also assisting with the organisational development of Blind Citizens Australia. Well, that's all about to change now, and to tell us more, we speak to Vice President John Simpson. John, welcome to the program.
Good to be with you again, Vaughan.
Now, when we talked last, we talked briefly about the Blind Citizens Australia AGM. There's more detail about that. Do you want to let us know what's going on?
Sure, and in fact, Vaughan, at about the same time as people will be hearing us talking, they'll be pretty close to receiving the formal notice of this year's annual general meeting. The AGM this year is not being held in association with a national or state conference, but in fact is in Sydney on Saturday the 26th of November. That is part of a weekend program when the BCA board will be up in Sydney for a face-to-face weekend meeting. So we've coincided the AGM with that event in order to give our members in Sydney the opportunity to be part of the event.
There are no board elections, as we discussed last time, but there are elections for something else. Do you want to just mention that?
Yes, as many members will know, we've restructured our National Policy Council, formerly known as the National Policy and Development Council. And over the last 12 months, the board has had a working party in place to review the functioning of the National Policy and Development Council. And it's made some substantial changes and introduced a new set of bylaws, which we can talk about, to cover that body. And the election for state representatives to the new National Policy Council will be held in association with the annual general meeting. So that, Vaughan, is done as a postal ballot ahead of the AGM, and we can give details of that in a minute. But the main thing is for people to start and think about their interest in becoming the elected representative from their state or territory to this new National Policy Council.
So let's go into the postal ballot process first before we actually look at what's required. How does all of that work?
Okay, so as part of the notice of the annual general meeting, members who are full members, in other words, voting members of Blind Citizens Australia, who were voting members as at the 30th of June this year, are invited to nominate themselves or someone else for election as state representatives to the National Policy Council. Because this is the first time that we've had elections for this newly formed subcommittee, there'll be elections in every state and the two territories, the ACT and the Northern Territory. And people eligible to vote for those elections will be the BCA members who are resident in that particular state or territory. So there's one position from each state and the two mainland territories.
And how do we let people know who we're nominating?
There is a nomination form available through the national office or on the BCA website, and that's quite a simple form. We need a nominator and a seconder, and of course the signed consent of the person being nominated to that position. We've also developed a position description which sets out our expectations and the duties of people who are elected to these roles on the new National Policy Council.
So does the final election happen at the AGM, or will there be a secondary postal ballot that comes along with that?
Okay, so there's a 21-day period from the time the notice goes out for people to nominate. We then need a little time for preparation of ballot papers in those for those states and territories where the election is contested. Those ballot papers will be posted out, and then there'll be a 14-day window for members in that state or territory to lodge their vote for their chosen candidate in that particular state or territory. That all ties up a few days before the annual general meeting. So by the time we come together in Sydney for the AGM, the company secretary, Dan Stubbs, can announce who the successful candidates are in the various states and territories. It's exactly the same process, Vaughan, as we use for directors' elections, with the difference being that, of course, the voting is tied to the particular state or territory where there are candidates contesting the position. Obviously, if there's only one nominee from a particular state or territory, then that person will be duly appointed to the new body. But where there are two or more candidates, obviously there's need for a postal vote.
Well, stay tuned to New Horizons because I'm sure we'll update you with those details as the nominations come to hand. Now, let's talk about the body. Originally, we had the National Policy and Development Council. That's been going for, what, 20-odd years?
A bit over 15, actually. I think it started in around 2000. And its original purpose was to provide support to the BCA board on matters relating to our public policies and the development of the organisation. As it was originally structured, the NPDC, the previous body, included all of the sitting board members plus representatives from the various states and territories. And really, the structure got a little bit outdated and the focus sort of diminished, Vaughan, for two reasons. Firstly, because it had an expectation that all of the board members sat on this body, that tended to defocus the board members in their various governance-related duties. So the new structure provides for the chair to be a current director, and there are positions for two other current directors of the organisation rather than all of the board. So it means that people can specialise a little bit more. And the other way in which the structure got out of focus was that its name implied that it was responsible for both public policy and the organisation's development. And certainly in recent years, the focus has been very much on the policy side of things and not on development activities such as leadership training, funding, all of the other things that are important to the future of the organisation's functioning. So the review that we've undertaken over the last 12 months decided, and then the board has endorsed this, that in fact we should divide the process into two functions, and the initial step is to have a body that's sole function is on the development and review of our public policies. And of course, we've got far more of those now as they've developed over the years. And there's a fairly major body of work, not only in developing the policies of the organisation, but of course in reviewing those that have been on the books for some time. And this National Policy Council will, if you like, sit as the step in between the membership through our branches and conventions and the other forms of communication we have, and the board. So the role of people who are on the National Policy Council is very much to collect and understand the views of the membership and to structure those into recommendations to the board around our position on various policy matters, whether it be things like audio description on television or things relating to transport or the built environment or public health policy, any of those things that BCA has an interest in as the representative body of blind and vision impaired people.
So let's be clear about this then. The council will be made up of one member from each state and territory plus three directors of the board. Is that the way it is?
Yes, that's right. So up to eight members from the representing the various states and territories, the chairman, two other directors, and then there is capacity to co-opt up to two additional people, and they would be co-opted on the basis that they have a particular interest or involvement that's not represented through the wider membership of the organisation. So we had a member who had specialist skills in relation to audio description, for example. We might co-opt that person to assist in that process.
And presumably prior to the nomination process, people can go on the BCA website and have a look at what is required and what the position involves?
Yes, there's a quite descriptive position description being developed, and that'll be available both through the national office and yes, we'll have a copy up on the website so people can browse it there. I think the important thing for us to do is to encourage our members to think about getting involved with our organisation at this level. It's amazing the skills and experience that our members have across the country. And people who choose to be part of this process don't necessarily need to be experts in all areas of public policy. But if we get the appropriate spread and we get people who are willing to contribute their expertise and knowledge, then we'll have a well-balanced National Policy Council.
And I think that's really important because we do need to know what to focus on over the coming years. How long will people sit on the council?
Well, normally, Vaughan, the positions will be current for 2 years, but because of the need to stagger the appointments from this start, what we'll do is once the 8 state representatives have been elected, the National Policy Council will conduct an internal ballot to determine who sits for a 1-year term and who sits for a 2-year term. So in the future, there'll be elections for half the number of state representatives each year.
That makes a lot of sense. And that way you get continuity and you get people who know what's been going on. You don't have this this concern of throwing everybody in at the deep end.
No, well, BCA, of course, does the same thing with the directors on our board, and it works very well, as you say. It means that we have people who have the continuity of what's happening, but we always have the opportunity to introduce new thoughts and new ideas.
Mm. Well, John, I wish you luck with the process, and I hope the council goes really well. I'm sure we'll hear more about it in the future.
Thanks, Vaughan, and thanks for the time on New Horizons.
So don't forget to check your mailboxes for those important notices about the AGM and the election to the National Policy Council. And I would urge you very hard to think about whether you would be interested in being nominated for the National Policy Council, because it's a really important body and it gives us all the chance to have our say in what BCA focuses on. Because there are a lot of issues going around. You've got My Aged Care, audio description, as John's already mentioned, and a whole lot of others. So if you're interested in those issues, get yourself involved. If you'd like to know more, have a look at the BCA website or get in touch with the office. The website address is bca.org.au, and of course the office telephone number is 1-800-033-660. Email address bca@bca.org.au. That's 1-800-033-660 and bca@bca.org.au. And don't forget as well that if you're interested in tracking how BCA is going, look at the annual report when it comes out immediately before or around about the same time as the AGM. It'll be available on the website and you can request a copy in Braille, large print or electronically, and probably on all sorts of other formats as well by contacting the National Office. I'm Vaughan Bennison. If you'd like to provide feedback on the program, you can get in touch with me on new.horizons@bca.org.au. That's new.horizons@bca.org.au. If you've got any good ideas for stories or things we should cover on the program, I'd be most delighted to hear from you. Do take care until once again we look towards New Horizons.
We'll achieve the realization of a dream. Of our dreams.